Greetings, people of Earth. My name is Rob Whelan. My pronouns are he, him, and I am the host of Theater of the Mind Players, your friendly local actual play show.
I feel like
Sarah has commandeered the fart accordion from Hugh.
I don't even know what kind of noise I was trying to make.
So, tonight we are playing City of Mist by Son of Oak Games. It is the thrilling conclusion to our story here in the city. And it is has been a very exciting game. A lot of drama, a lot of humor, everything that you love on our show. But if you have not seen these episodes yet, go all the way back to the beginning. Start with episode one and watch us all the way through, or listen to us all the way through, because you're going to enjoy it a lot more than jumping in. You know, you don't want to watch the last episode and then binge everything before. That's weird.
You're going to miss the evil spoilers.
Well, I even don't like it when they do it on purpose in a show where they do like the cold open where like the main character is shot and then they're like 47 minutes late or previously and you're like, they're not gonna die. Come on.
Right.
So
have you ever seen Reservoir Dogs?
Yes.
Or any Tarantino movie.
Well, Tarantino's different, but this is not Film Theory of the Mind Players. This is Theater of the Mind Players. So let's have, maybe for our patrons, I don't know. So let's have our mind players introduce themselves, their characters, and what mythos they are connected to. Let's start with our very special guest, mind player.
Aww. Hi, I'm Jenny Higgins. I am playing Dorothy Troy, who is the mythos of the prophetess Cassandra, and the logos of an investigative journalist.
And what are your pronouns?
Oh, she, her.
Let's move on to our next mind player.
Hello, my name is Tony Cheek, he, him. I am playing a little boy by the name of Robin Parker, who has the mythos of Peter Pan.
Let's move on to our next mind player.
Hi, I'm Sarah Babe. I am playing Haley Jones, and I am a data entry specialist too.
Are you sure you're not a 3 now?
2.5.
Oh. Like Lieutenant Commander data specialist.
The kind that didn't come with a raise, but it did come with extra responsibility just so they can like give you some like options to
Brigadier
try and make
General.
Sure that
Let's move on to our next mind player.
Hi, I'm Ethan Eichstedt Anderson, he, him, and I am playing Christopher Clausen, also known as Christopher Kringle.
And let's move on to our final mind player.
Hi, I'm Tawny P. Thompson, she, hers, and I am playing Tawny Barnes, a.k.a. DJ Night Owl, also known as the Mythos of Owls.
Tawny is going to use her next XP to change her character's name.
For real,
so,
though.
She did it to herself, man.
It
fit.
You never, you make that, you got to figure it out on your own.
Yeah.
Okay. So when we last left our rifts, they had just discovered that the fellow rift, Tinkerbell, a.k.a. Wendy Darling, had been shot inside City Center 1. Where do you take her to get help?
Where did I just get taken to the I can't remember where I took you. Or did I take
the
you
hospital.
Anywhere?
Yeah, I think there was. I think you just went to.
Is that it?
The hospital, yeah.
All right, I do the same thing then.
Okay.
But I, you know, take off the wig and the ensemble because I figure who cares?
Okay.
Should be herself.
Let's go. Let's have you take the risk to see if you can get her to the hospital in a decent amount of time.
You do it, but you break your leg again.
So, when you perform a daring, risky, or outright stupid feat, roll plus power. I'm assuming you are basically flying at like full speed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is like blinders on, just to the hospital.
So, what are you doing? What tags are you using here?
Flight. Could use acrobatics, maybe. And maybe tougher than before. because the fact that she's in danger is making me like.
Okay, go ahead and roll plus three.
And you're using Mythos here? Just to check.
Yeah. You're so mean.
I just want to know if it does anything. What does it do? What does it do?
Let's see. 11.
Okay.
12.
Say it. I know you want to say it.
11.
All right. He does it. This role was to see whether or not you could continue to talk with her, or if she was like, you know, said something cryptic and then was in a coma.
Okay.
And since you succeeded, you will get to have a scene with her. You zip in, she, you know, she gets carted away in the time that she gets processed. You know, you're frantically pacing the waiting room until the rest of the rifts, you know, eventually catch up to you. Mm-hmm. As you were leaving, because he used his flight power inside the thing, and it seemed to work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't think of that.
Because he, you know, he used the power of did not give a fuck. Everyone in the building that was not a rift, just on the ground.
Are they dead?
They are. It looks that they are sleeping.
Okay.
Or in, like you check.
They're like breathing.
Yeah, they're breathing. You check pulses. Like, but they just all.
For how long? Are I mean?
Well, are you staying there, or are you going to?
Because my first thought is Haley.
Yep.
So.
My second do you want to go to the hospital is, and all? Who else is standing?
Yeah.
My third thought is this is a good time to sneak around. Because everyone's knocked out cold.
Like, they're like, we're going to have, we got a couple things you got to do first.
Now's the time to pick pockets.
We loot the empty room.
We could find out where, like, if they have, like, a dampener. Maybe it's, like, a machine. We could find it and break it. And then.
Maybe they have a vending machine. We could see what snacks they have.
Snacks. But also, what if they're using something in a room somewhere to dampen all of our powers, and this is also fucking up Haley and Vanessa, and...
Bam! The stair door that he went into, that he flew out of, kicks open, and out comes Agent Orange, gun drawn.
I flop on the ground.
You Imhotep this?
I play dead.
You go boneless.
I put my hands up.
Oh, you're staying standing?
He knows I'm a riff.
Well, that's true. You guys were just talking.
We were just chatting about.
He might not see me if I'm fast.
We were singing the catchy song where you put your hands. Okay, all right.
Good. Where did he go?
Out the door?
You're no help.
Where he went.
That's true.
Ouch. Like I don't know.
You told him everything you knew. Come with me.
If you want to live.
Okay.
You drive.
Do you have a car?
As soon as you say, do you have a car? The flock of ravens swarms in and forms the big black car. Get in. You're driving.
I get in. I start driving.
Can we follow them?
Well, are you staying here? Or are you still... Because...
We should stay here.
Like you're on the ground, like, we should... Oh, damn.
We should stay here. Maybe we could actually do something.
I'm guessing that they're going to the hospital.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm figuring that, but I'm going to go check on Haley really quick.
Okay.
And then we got to talk about Richie.
Yeah. What?
Mm-hmm. Pew. Like, you heard me.
I can do it too. You go. So yeah, you go up to where the data entry bullpen is, and everybody is sprawled and passed out. And then they all wake up. Just.
Damn it.
Crap. Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
Dorothy?
Yes, Haley.
Hi.
Hi.
Bing, bing.
It's time to stretch.
Something like, if you're trying to figure, are you trying to figure out what the thing is?
I was kind of hoping. I had some hopes about it. So yeah, and since it looks mythosy.
Well, that sounds like the kind of thing you could do by investigating it with your power, or by stretching out and not holding back.
I'm not going to hold back because I want my friend Haley back. I want to see what this thing is.
Okay.
Oh, this is a good one.
Ooh, I heard the pop.
Can I assume I followed her?
Yeah.
Do you need me to put your arm back in?
I'm thinking so.
Okay.
Please don't make us try to do that again.
No, we're good.
So this is significant, I think.
Yes.
So you're going to roll plus logos on a 7 to 9. You mark fade, crack, and burn all the power tags on one theme.
Woof.
Okay.
But if you succeed, you will not only figure out what this is, but what Richie's intent was with it.
Okay. Well, it's two either way.
So. Yeah. That's 7.
Ah, push it.
Okay.
Okay, here's a weird question. Can I help her?
Can I help her?
She has a help on me.
Well, it still would be an 8. Because she would give you a plus 1.
Which actually is nothing.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's in the same
bracket. But here. Here's what happens. You're like, shit. I left my typewriter at home. And then you look and you see that you are surrounded by word processors. And you go,
my children.
Weird, but okay.
Come to me, my angel of processing. my angel of word work. You sit down at one of the empty terminals and go, I mean, it's basically the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And instead of the typewriter balls appearing in Dorothy's eyes, this time it's the CRT terminal. Like the parser, the blinking cursor.
Dang! That's some Lawnmower Man shit right there!
Clack, 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 clack. Clack, 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 clack. The typing speeds up, and the cursors wink out of your eyes, and you see what you've typed. Richie put trackers on Haley and Vanessa so that he can kill them.
Fucking damn it!
To make sure the monsters don't return.
Rob!
Question. Well,
I've got one of them, and I can always get the other one off of Vanessa when I
question
leave.
When the powers start happening, do people fall asleep again?
Yeah, they do.
All right.
Except for her.
Oh my god, what's going on?
Haley.
did you come with me?
How are you feeling? Yeah, I was behind you.
Okay.
But I didn't read your computer screen, I'm assuming.
Okay.
The last thing you remember was being inside that room with Zeus and the other gods.
She's back.
You have no idea where you are, why everybody is sleeping, and oh my god, who put you in this outfit?
What the? Is this a... Is it what?
Oh,
is this?
Oh,
my God.
Hey,
oh,
yeah,
my
God. It's cotton. I'm sorry.
Am I wearing fucking cover?
We call it a cardigan.
No, it's not even the cardigan.
Really?
Oh, God. Is this?
Hey, she's back.
Deep breath in.
Yeah.
Slow breath out.
Yeah.
Deep breath in.
Are these fucking glasses?
Did put those on, yeah.
They are glasses. You did.
Freeze!
Can you just allow me to have a fucking moment here?
Two agents, two gatekeepers have their guns out.
Oh, for the love of all that's holy. Would y'all like cut this all out, though?
Just give me a fucking moment here, okay? Like, do you see what I'm fucking wearing right now? This is nothing that I fucking put on willingly. Someone has kidnapped me, made me wear this awful thing, gave me whatever these are.
And that's when they start shooting.
Ah, son of a bitch.
I'm under a desk.
Yep. Cut to.
Yep.
I drive completely straight, obeying all the traffic laws until told otherwise.
Come on, let's run some red lights.
I know it brings you the gift of a clean driving record.
And discounted insurance.
Home safe.
Oh, God. I can't wait till the DOT does that one.
Santa does a commercial for American Family Insurance.
I feel like if we ever get like a sponsorship of like an insurance company, we could definitely bring back Christopher Clausen to be like, we bundle vehicle and home insurance. Anyway.
Keep your precious statues safe.
Right. She's ready to see you now. She's going to be okay, says the doctor.
Oh, good. I wish you would have led with that.
She's ready to see you now. Inhale.
You go into the hospital room. And she's not looking at you. She's looking out the window.
What you looking at?
I messed up, Pete.
I know.
You know why I messed up?
Because we're in a hospital room right now. And we could be, you know, out having a fun adventure, but instead we're in a hospital room right now.
You know. Okay, here's my option. I'm in here because of you.
What did I do? I didn't shoot nobody.
I went into that building because I wanted us to get away.
How did you expect us to get away by going into that building of all?
Because it's the only place out of here.
What do you mean it's the only place out of here?
Have you tried leaving the city?
It hasn't really occurred to me, to be honest.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
Well, what's the reason, Tink?
Because this place isn't real, Pete.
How so? Sure feels real.
The only way out of this city is through City Center 1. It's the gatekeepers. That's why they're called the gatekeepers. They keep us in the city.
Okay, well, I mean, what you said makes a lot of sense. What did you plan to do when you got in there?
Well, I wanted to figure out the fastest route out of the city, and then I was going to come back and ask you to come with me.
Yeah, but Tink, we're a team.
That's why I was coming back, you dummy!
Yeah, but we're supposed to do it together, you... lady?
Well, I didn't want to risk you getting hurt.
How are we supposed to be a team if I'm not watching your back and you're not watching mine? All the times with Hook. We never did that alone.
Yeah, I know. But
we have a team of boys to help
you
us.
You got new friends now.
Yeah, and you can be a part of that.
No, they won't. No, they won't.
You think you're the only one that wants to get the hell out of here? Everybody's been dealing with something. And the whole time, while they're all trying to figure their stuff out, I've been busy trying to figure your stuff out. Because the tink I'm seeing before me ain't the tink I remember.
Well, that's because the city ain't real. If the city ain't real, are we real?
What else would we be? Why would we be here having this conversation if we weren't real? To whose benefit would we exist?
Well, I think that's the answer to that is inside that building.
Well, then stop being Rambo and running in there by yourself.
Well, I'm not going anywhere anytime soon.
I know. Clearly. But
can you do it?
Not alone. But that's okay. I got help.
And that's when Clausen comes into the room with his hands up. And he's closely followed by the orange-haired man.
Oh, Tank, this dude's awesome. The guy behind him, so not awesome. But this guy's awesome.
I come bearing a presence.
I get you, Santa. Thank you for the presents.
You two are awful. You want to know the truth? Fine. He shuts the door behind him. He reaches into his pocket, starts screwing a silencer onto his pistol.
Oh, boy.
Aw, that's never a good sign.
We cut to
the room with no silencers.
No silencers.
Yeah, so I'm assuming that you have all
ducked behind various things.
Ducked behind various things.
Yeah.
I'm trying to duck near Vanessa so I can get that tracker out of her pocket.
Yeah, like the two of you are probably like, Vanessa. Go ahead and give me a take the risk.
And what do we roll for take the risk?
You still choose your whatever tags you think work here.
Is this something I could help with?
Okay. Well, what? Well, let's have her what tags she thinks would work here, and then maybe if you have more, you might want to be like, no typewriter lady, you stay here where it's safe. I'll go and...
I just mean more like I could distract them so that she can do the
thing.
Either
way.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've got the people I help help me, or I want to do good.
Okay. That one I'll take. People okay. I help me, probably not.
No, because I'm not looking for anything except I just want to... I just want
to... So if you want to make that roll to distract, go ahead and do that. Okay. That's going to be a change the game roll. So wait until she rolls first.
Until I've rolled first.
Yeah, because that will determine...
I am going to use necessity as the mother of invention and deflect and dazzle.
Okay, how are you doing necessity?
Yes,
like, what clever thing are you doing here?
The office equipment to create a... I'm going to roll an office chair into a pile of like computer monitors and hope to just make a loud... shenanigan.
Okay.
A clatter.
So that's two. Oh,
yes.
Okay. Roll it.
Five. Oh. Did the magic die fail you?
The magic die really failed me. What the hell, man?
You used up all its juice.
You hit me with the chair.
Yeah. Fuck.
Rob, could I also help with my talk my way out of anything?
Okay, so these are not being used today.
The die have literally been cast.
That's cool.
I done fucked up, Aaron.
Yeah, you done fucked up.
The room starts on fire.
Yeah, like the one monitor goes like skirch, boom.
Because as we all know, computer monitors in the early 90s were incredibly flammable.
Super flammable.
I mean, actually, if you
just put this fire with the other fire.
0118-999-8819-9119-725-3.
The fact that you actually memorized that is nothing but incredibly impressive.
What if she needs to call it?
Okay. I'm actually going to give you...
I nearly died.
Hard moves, some soft moves.
On the computer.
And you get to pick.
Okay.
Does this foreshadow the big threat? Does it introduce a new threat, or does it advance an existing threat?
Foreshadowing, because it might give us a clue.
Okay.
Just by nature of foreshadowing.
There are literally four shadows standing before you.
I don't think that's how that works.
You grab the chair and push it towards the stack of monitors, and when they hit, instead of the like impressive crash that you expect, they just disappear in a flash. And what's left there. And after the flash recedes, it's a photocopier.
It's the Matrix. The whole thing's the Matrix. All right. I'm sorry I didn't help.
That's all right. I'm probably going to die.
Okay.
That is a 10.
Hey. Oh, right.
Way better than what that is not read. A I'm going to die. That is a successfully not dying roll.
Yay! I successfully not die.
Yay!
For now.
Yay,
for now.
Not death.
I'd like to belay my dying, please.
And any RPG holding on by a thread is still winning.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you duck behind the desks and you hear a couple of shots ping off of the desks, but you get over to Vanessa's desk and pick up the gem. What do you do now? So you have both of these things.
Yes. I now have both of these things. And that means I can put them in a pocket and worry about them later. And
trash can. Recycling bin.
Haley, what do you
do? I'm gonna try and find an exit now.
So I'm like back to, I remember everything.
Mm-hmm.
Back to life, back to reality.
Am I able to stone stare again?
I don't know, are you?
I'm gonna try.
Okay.
So I'll do that.
Fixing to find out.
I mean, I get, yeah. And then I'm gonna kill your fucking boyfriend.
Fuck you.
Yep.
I have to tell you about Richie. What do you mean?
I mean... If he dies, I mean, Huey still has that wedding to go to.
Silver linings. Come on.
I can bounce my Gorgon glare off of reflective surfaces, which... Greens.
Oh, yeah. You got a lot.
And give him the Gorgon glare. So, I guess that's two.
Gorgonate them bitches.
Okay, so go ahead and go... Toe to toe with him.
I think I'm just gonna be like, stop it! Stop it right now! This is not a vibe!
Fuck.
Oh no, what was it? I don't wanna know.
What'd you get?
12.
Oh, damn it, Sarah. Dynamite.
So what happens here isn't the glare emanating from Haley like you're used to. The CRTs start popping on. And it is, shall we say, classic Haley face. That and they all start saying, "Stop it! Don't do it! Stop it! Stop it!" And echo, 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 echo. And finally, one of the agents looks at the screen and freezes. And the other agent sees that, is smart enough, like, whips out a pair of sunglasses, puts them on, and you see him press his ear and start saying, "Yeah, we've got an issue down here. I need backup.
Run."
And he does retreat.
I mean, we gotta run, the three of us.
Cut to.
We get an issue back here. Are we gonna?
Oh boy.
Oh shit! Y'all got a silencer, and he took off the earpiece. Listen, it was really fun to play with you guys.
Man, his equilibrium.
Is he like turning off his body cam now?
None of this is real. So. When I kill all three of you, it's not going to matter.
Rob, can Santa shoot him?
Ooh.
Sure, after my evil speech of evil. I mean, because he is going to reveal some stuff here, okay. So. We are all dreams. This city is made of dreams. You are a normal person dreaming about being Peter Pan. And you are a normal policeman who dreams about Santa Claus. And when you die, that dreaming part gets recycled and attached to someone new. My job is to make sure the machine keeps running. And I am sick of my job.
Why can't everyone dream?
Everyone does, but it's the same stupid thing. Because I know what goes on in the waking world. Do you know what's happening out there? Disease. Violence. Destruction. I don't even know if this city is going to last once those stupid humans bake themselves to death because they can't turn off their cars.
But you're pointing a gun at us and you're threatening to shoot us, so what's the difference?
I'm going to fix it. When I restart the city, I'm going to make sure that the dreams that people have show them their folly. This isn't going to be a city of dreams. It's going to be one of nightmares. So, who wants it first?
I feel like he's fixing to throw some soup at a Van Gogh.
I feel like he practiced that for a while. Before he came here.
You know what? It's going to be you. You refused my offer. You could have been a big, powerful man, and instead you're just going to be...
I would like to quick draw.
Instead you're just going to be a bowl full of... A belly bowl full of lead, and then the draw. So. Roll it.
So I got classic detective, familiar with all the tricks in the book, and creep without a sound.
Yeah, okay. Plus three.
Well, teeny tiny dice.
That would be a 12.
Ho, ho, ho!
Tiny.
Tiny. No, I have a service revolver too. So I think this is what happens is, yeah, it should be you. You know, he refused my offer, and now he's just going to have a big bowl of... And when he turns around, you've got your gun out already, and boom! That gun's a dream, too.
Keep shooting.
Boom! Boom! He stands up through all six shots.
While he's shooting, can I take, like, one of those canes, hospital canes that have, like, four things, and just whip it up, and, like, dust sprinkles down my arm and turns it into my sword?
Absolutely. I'll be back for you, you son of a... What do you mean, no? Meanwhile...
We're booking it out.
Run!
Oh, look, sensible shoes. Let's go.
Go towards the thing that was monitors, but isn't monitors now, because I bet there's something else there.
Or we could just take the stairs.
That is also maybe the basement.
Why would we go to the basement?
Because if they're hiding things, that's where.
Why aren't we going out?
Because they're hiding something here. We need to figure it out.
We just got shot at.
At?
They're also going to be coming after us.
Yeah. They just radioed for backup.
All right, well, I'm going to the basement to figure out what the fuck is going on here, and y'all do whatever the fuck you want then.
Still have my clue left.
Hmm?
Do I still have my clue left?
Sure.
Because I rolled for the last one.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on here? Or how can I find what the hell's going on here?
The cursors pop back in her eyes as she sits back down at one of the monitor desks.
Oh, God, she's doing the thing again.
Except, well, she doesn't type. Control, Alt, Delete.
Duh.
The three of you find yourself in a... God. Like an Apple store in heaven, I guess is maybe the best way to describe it. Frosted glass, soft music, and a long table.
This sucks. I don't use Apple products.
I mean, hell, we're literally in hell.
Yeah.
We're in design hell right now.
It's all so...
And the music.
There is nobody shooting us. Everything looks clean. How about we just see what's going on?
It's all white and listen to the music.
Right?
Do, do, do,
you had your lunch in a plastic sack that didn't even have a smiling cat on it.
Oh, God. Things are happening.
It's not Serena, is it?
Robe. On behalf of the board members, we would like to apologize for the actions of Agent Orange.
pardon me, can we ask who the board members are?
Yeah, I'm sorry, who the fuck are you?
I'm assuming the assistant to the CEO or like something like that. You look.
I am their executive assistant.
Yep, called it. Mm-hmm. Called it. Insane.
Agent Orange was not acting under our orders. We only discovered his intention recently, and we apologize for the inconvenience that he has caused you.
Oh, so an apology.
That didn't feel like much of an apology. You kind of like, you could like actually do something meaningful, and then that would then feel like an apology.
Tawny, I bet he could erase you with a swipe of his finger.
I feel like the board would have to vote on that, so.
The board wants the city to function the way that it is meant to function. as a way to foster the dreams of humanity.
Well, this dream of humanity has been a little bit squashed lately.
A little squashed.
I was a data entry specialist.
She did do that for a minute. You can see the fingernails.
Can you see what I'm wearing?
Yeah.
These are not even painted nails. My...
And he just said that was an orange.
Let's
dream.
Can
my
we
shop
like roll
is
this
flooded and probably gone?
I'm sure, can we roll your this shop back is for like a half a second where he just told us it's all fake?
A phone store.
What? My shop.
We can restore that.
Phone store.
Okay, but let me just roll it back here for a half a second. Like she's fake, and I'm fake, and she's fake.
Not fake.
But we're, like, not real, though.
You're basic.
You are as real as you want to be.
I mean, like, 7 minutes ago, I wanted to be very real, but now I'm a little hesitant. Because what does that mean, though?
You bear the legend of the owl. And you keep it alive for humanity. The vast majority of the citizens of the city are sleeping men and women who awake in their material world to push humanity forward.
I mean, maybe, though. See, so this would be the actual actionable thing that you could do, because... Mr. Orange messed up, like, her whole existence. You could perhaps then, like, put it back to normal.
We will.
Well, because they're not...
didn't do that.
But they're not gone. They were just waiting to get reassigned to somebody else. The physical form... Like, you, Haley, are the physical form of Haley. But you also bear the spirit of Medusa. Mm-hmm. So if somebody kills your physical form, that spirit of Medusa will go and find another host. Mm-hmm. So your sisters are, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm wrong really often, the sisters are just waiting for new hosts.
That is correct. And because of what happened with Agent Orange, we are reprioritizing their... re-entry into the city. It seems Orange was looking to game the system by pushing out all of the legends of monsters.
And I got a question about that, and I pull out the gems. Richie put these trackers on Haley and Vanessa.
Why would he do that?
So that now, if he wasn't working under his own orders, if he was being manipulated in some way, but it was part of that plan to push all the monsters out. And he is the monster hunter.
Okay, but like, we had this conversation, and he said he was like,
he did it today. I watched him.
Okay, but why would he do that?
Well, because we're going to find out.
That's his legend. He is Beowulf. He hunts monsters.
Okay, but like, I had this conversation with him. He said he wasn't gonna, so...
Have you considered that he was lying to you?
No.
Seriously, girl? You didn't consider he was lying?
It didn't... There's not. He wouldn't. Mm-hmm.
We can put him back to sleep.
Or.
And where does that leave everything?
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. Do you want your liar of a boyfriend to keep you happy while endangering everyone who could be classified as a monster?
All I have ever done in this entire city is try to uplift people. Because everything that was done to me was the opposite of that. And people need better. He deserved better, but Drago took everything that he was and twisted it. Why should he be punished for that?
Gosh. It's almost like... Yeah, I have no idea what that's like.
We could put you back to sleep if you wanted.
That wouldn't be fair to her.
We wouldn't do it unless she agreed to it. In fact, that is an offer we want to make to all of you. Do you want to... Are you willing to bear this secret? Or do you want to forget it? You'll go back to the lives that you've had. But it's your choice. Because we need the city to continue to function. The problem with Agent Orange's plan was that if the city breaks down, humanity stops sleeping and humanity stops dreaming.
If Haley goes to sleep, Medusa gets reassigned?
Eventually, yes.
Your sisters are coming back. There's too much here for you. Or there. I don't know where here is right now.
Can you make sure that Medusa's brought back with her sisters?
We can.
Can you promise me?
Will.
Will you keep them safe?
Of course.
Yes.
I don't want to know this. I can't. But Medusa needs her sisters, and they need to be together.
We will reunite you.
Tell Peter he's brave. And tell Tink I'm sorry I was mean to her. And
you know Peter's gonna have like a snarky comment, right?
I know. And tell Chris. Tell Chris thank you.
You can tell them yourselves. Flash, Chris, and Peter. Before you go.
Am I still holding a sword and is he still holding a gun?
Yeah.
Like, whoa, wait.
Sure. Stop. Hey, looks like we caught you in the middle of
They took care of the Agent Orange problem.
Well done on that. He was apparently a menace.
We sort of got that.
Whenever you're ready.
You're so brave.
Well, thank you, but what's happening?
Tell Tink I'm sorry I was mean to her.
I don't think Tink...
But just tell her.
I will. But why?
She wishes to be reunited with her sisters.
But... What do you mean?
Haley's gonna go to sleep.
To sleep?
Yeah. Basically, if Haley, I, go to sleep, Medusa can be reunited with her sisters right away. And they'll all be brought back at the same time.
But then what do the rest of us do when we don't have Haley?
You'll have all three of them. And I'm sure you'll all be friends.
Are you sure you want to do this?
I do.
To sleep seems an awfully small adventure.
I can't anymore, Peter. I'm sorry. Chris, thank you for being so kind and always reminding us of what we can be.
I hope that next Chris will continue to do the same.
I'm really sorry, everyone. I'm sorry I wasn't strong enough.
You were plenty strong. Everybody just got the largest no thank you helping of reality such as it is in this place. And it's a huge burden to bear.
Everything I had was gone.
It's not gone. There's still the door to your apartment upstairs where you've got your collection of statues.
Are you ready?
Tell Zeus Perseus is up there. I'm ready to go.
I will also tell Zeus to fuck off for you.
That's why you tell him that Perseus is up there. Thank you.
And as soon as she touches his hand, she disappears.
I think Robin just drops his sword in disbelief because he can't handle it, and it turns back into a cane.
I would also like to forget. How could I be who I am if I just killed someone?
I mean, I don't think you like, but you like blew this all open. So that it was like a positive thing, though.
No.
Yeah, no. Whenever you're ready.
I just grab the hand and...
What the hell? That was so fast. I didn't even say bye.
Jesus H. Tap dancing Christ.
Are you going?
I'm not fucking done here. No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm sticking around. This is exactly the kind of stuff that I'm meant to sit on. Nobody believe me anyway.
Fair enough.
I have a friend waiting for me. I gotta get back to her.
Thank you for your service, Riffs. I look forward to brighter days ahead to you. The board thanks you for your service.
The board, huh?
Why is everything a bureaucracy?
For real, right? Are we all just data entry analysts? Sitting there day after day, clickety-clackety.
And I think we're what lightens that load. Or other people who do spend all day. God, I hope so.
God, I hope so.
And that is where we end our tale. I don't know what
what's been going on where we have like 14 and a half very lighthearted episodes, and then that last 15 is just a heavy, heavy, heavy piece of cake.
I feel like you have something to do with it, Rob.
Well, there are. But we'd like to thank you all for coming with us on our journey through the City of Mist. If you want to see our adventures continue, please let us know. You can do so on Twitter, on Facebook, and most importantly, the opinions that we value the most are our friends of Pat Rayon. So if you join our Disco and become a friend of Pat Rayon.
Discord, just for those who may not be in on the lingo.
It's not lingo. I'm making it up. I just like calling it a disco.
That's why I said it.
But those are the folks that really influence our opinions about what we want to do next and if we want to return to something. But thanks for following along in our tale here. I think we had some laughs, we had some tears. But I really enjoyed the way that we organically built out this setting as we played. It really made the city feel alive, even if it is illusory. As a note, the book contains several different answers for what is the deal with the City of Mist. And so I just picked the one that made the most sense to me. And we went with the Matrix ending. We hope you had fun doing it. So, for all of us here at Theater of the Mind Players, we are...
Jenny Higgins.
Tony Cheek.
Sarah Babe.
Ethan X. Anderson.
Tawny P. Thompson.
And as always, our Lord of the Bard...
Brad Davies.
From all of us here at Theater of the Mind Players, this is Rob Whelan saying, just repeat to yourself, it's only a game. I should really just relax.
For tuning in to WMST, this is DJ Night Owl bringing you through the evening. The request lines are open, so send in those last-minute calls. Just a few minutes ago, we had some music from Dark Fantasy Studios with backing by Freesound. I'm going to play us all out here with Exandroid's Ghoulin. Send out those calls into the night, little chickadees. So I thought I saw him climbing out the window the other day.
No.
Yeah.
So we all saw the same thing, right?
Yeah.
His bottom half is spider. His top half is janitor.
No,
right?
No. The bottom half is janitor. The top half is spider. That's what I saw.
Well, where would you put his broom? Where would you put your broom if you're a bottom?
Janitor half? Man is a criminal.
No. He's a window washer.
Do you know how much more janitoring you could do with eight legs?
So,
but he creates the messes so that you call him to clean them up.
If you got four legs in the front and four legs in the back, what does it matter if they're up or down?
I am here to help the community. Janitor man is here to clean up his own messes.
That would make him a better window cleaner man because he climbs them.
Well, he only have six legs in the back, six in the front, and the two arms?
So we got 14
legs?
I thought his legs all ended in mops. Was that wrong?
Yeah.
He spins his own mop heads using his own
spider. Those are his webs.
So that means his bottom half is spider.
He only does that so he can make the wrong slicks so you fall and hurt yourself.
All right. Y'all all saw this after the Christmas party, right? Because you were drunk.
Well, what about the brooms? He's got to have brooms and mops.
Well, that's the top hands. He's got broom hands on the top.
He probably stole those brooms from hardworking janitors.
Excuse me, sir. Have you seen the janitor man?
No.
Okay.
But he's got to have, like, a human face so he doesn't scare the crap out of people like some kind of crazy Cronenberg.
Right!
Do you put the wet floor sign out and he shows up? Or he shows up and then puts the
wet wet sign signal? Yeah.
So here's the question. Yeah. Does any of us know where the wet floor sign is?
No.
Nobody knows.
Where's the closet? Does it himself.
Probably where the wet floor is.
Where's the closet?
So if we make a wet floor.
You gotta fill a glass of water.
You gotta track something in on your shoe.
Yeah, something filthy.
Something that requires...
Fill a glass of water right now.
Right now!
You guys are clogged!
Water's an easy cleanup. We need to think of something else that requires mud.
Hot chocolate!
Dog poop.
Who has dog poop in their desk?
Maple syrup. Toner powder.
That's insidious.
Check.
Okay, I got the toner.